This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, news we failed to mention with Jeff Oskey, plus planking and cosmetic surgery. It's all coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Station.
Too much sun, your skin is orange. And, that tramp stamp's begun to fade. You're in denial about your age. Got your tubes tied with Medicaid. And you'll go down, 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 down with false teeth. Now, would you bang a cougar? You're in a You can twerk, but you're afraid you'll quit. You've already earned your AARPs. Now would you bang a cougar? I swear to God I will.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Time now to check the big screen. There he is.
Yay!
It's Orville Redenbacher after being kidnapped. And
I think I look great.
You do. You do. Yeah. It's the lovely, handsome Jeff Oskey, but he's got the bow tie on.
I do. I like the look.
Looks good. I think I like it very much. Look like you're selling ice cream.
As Roxette once said, you've got the look.
Oh, yeah?
You've got the look.
Thanks. I didn't even know they knew who I was.
They do.
I'm Jeff Oskey from the Failed to Mention News Desk. We give you a lot of the news each week. We don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
Authorities discovered pounds of meth disguised as watermelons. What you failed to mention, someone's Labor Day barbecue is about to be super lit. Authorities were tipped off when, upon closer inspection, the labels read toothless, not seedless.
Ah. meth, you see.
Yeah, that's what I like going for. That's great.
An enlightening joke. Yes.
Acknowledgement.
That's all that was. Yeah, and not much.
Referential, I guess. Is the...
A man set up a fake pizza company on DoorDash and delivered uncooked balls of dough and boxes to customers instead of actual pizza. What you failed to mention, it's not delivery, it's defraudos.
Defraudos.
I like it very much.
Yes.
Very good.
We learned about corn sweats. When corn sweats, it causes the atmosphere to heat up. What you failed to mention, I've never had corn sweats, but I have had the porn sweats before. Porn sweats happen when your lady sits down to use a computer and you can't remember if you erased your browsing history. Porn sweats. We learned about the sausage index, that the worse the economy is doing, the more sausage that is consumed. What you failed to mention, not so sure about this. I know that whenever I've been super poor, no lady wants to consume my sausage. We learned you shouldn't take health tips from people over 100. What you failed to mention, unless that health tip is to never trust a fart. Then listen up. A woman who has three emotional support parrots won $165,000 after she was kicked out of her apartment because of the birds. What you failed to mention, what? We took advantage of the system set up for people with real problems. What? We learned they have caves full of cheese in Missouri. What you failed to mention, the cheese caves have overtaken Disney as the number one vacation spot for mice. O.J. Simpson's cremated ashes have been turned into jewelry. What you failed to mention, I would have gone for a nice set of steak knives. And finally, Tom was giving Josh this the business this week about owning a gravy boat. What you failed to mention, Josh is so fat and rich.
How fat rich am I?
Josh is so fat and rich that he doesn't own a gravy boat. He owns a gravy yacht. I'm Jeff Oskey. This has been the news tonight.
You cooperated on that one.
I have Jeff Oskey. A gravy armada.
Multiple
boats.
Yes, yacht rock, you see.
This weekend I'll be having a gravy regatta.
Regatta.
Oh, that's a great word.
That is a good word.
Tanker.
A gravy tank.
The Edmund Fitzgerald of gravy boats.
I don't own a gravy boat.
You don't?
I don't need it. I don't need a gravy
you
boat.
No, you drink it right out of the jar.
Nicely done, Jess.
Is it packed?
Hurtful.
This from the text line.
Oh, stop.
This is not my doing, but I wish I had thought of it. I love your show. I feel like I am listening to the audio equivalent of the first sparks of the Hindenburg. You know, right when it hooks up with the tower. Oh, we're here in Lakehurst. Oh, my God, the humanity. Gosh.
Sorry. I blame myself.
Well, yeah, that's a good start. We all agree on something.
That's a good, start.
I'm going to go on. I'm going to go on Shark Tank. I've got an idea for a perfume.
Oh, really?
That smells like a burning barbecue called Ode to Humanity.
He's snorting.
Lakeworth, New Jersey.
Before. A woman in California has been named the world's oldest person to perform an abdominal plank.
Those aren't easy, huh?
No, they're not.
Annie Judis, J-U-D-I-S, confirmed to be 80 years, 244 days old when she held a plank for the requisite 3 minutes to earn the record.
What?
This seems to be...
3 minutes?
That seems doable.
That doesn't seem like it's
If you're 80, I guess it's not.
80, so this is okay.
We do
so,
planks for three
and not, and by the way, not in a casket. This is...
Thank you for clarifying. Because didn't we have the world record? It was like 18 hours or something.
Yeah, but that was lady. Yeah.
So this is for elderly.
Her age group, I
She's
guess.
She's got
the octogenarian.
The record is the oldest person to perform an abdominal plank, just to perform the plank.
Okay.
I guess to perform a plank.
Is it a forearm plank? Is it 3 minutes. Arms? Is it?
Yeah, she's kind of on her elbows.
Oh, like okay.
a forearm plank.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But and she's rather heavily breasted, so I'm sure she's wearing a sports bra. They'd be hitting the dirt.
Oh Jesus!
That would be cheating, I think.
Yeah,
they're helping you up a little bit.
Oh, that's true.
A former beauty pageant queen and Playboy cover girl. It says a Hollywood actress.
Well, let's take a look at this gal.
Hi, I was a Hollywood actress.
Yeah. I was really something else. I was
then, oh, my gosh, she does look great for...
Sailors Ahoy with the Three Stooges. I never will forget it. They kidnapped a baby. It was an odd choice for the Stooges. Okay, that's from Seinfeld. Never mind. Her screen name was Jeannie Bell, it says here, and she made headlines for dating famous actor Richard Burton.
Wow.
Between his marriages to Elizabeth Taylor.
Now, Mr. Burton, what did you think of this woman?
Elizabeth Taylor is the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, so you preferred Liz. All right.
I don't blame you. I prefer bourbon, actually.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, we have no doubt about that, Richard.
Do they have size categories for this thing?
There are definitely different ones.
Honestly, they should.
Because, I mean, if you were...
I mean, that would be a good thing.
3 feet tall, it'd be easier, I think. The physics of the...
I thought you were thinking...
heavyweight division.
Right. But yeah. I'd be interested to know, you get a 350-pound person doing a plank.
Yeah.
And let's say they go a minute. That's something to celebrate. I don't think I could do a forearm plank.
For 3 minutes?
My ass would come up. I would break form.
What was this woman's name again?
Jeannie Bell.
She was an actress.
Annie Judas, Judis.
Yeah, yes. That's a different person.
It was a Hollywood actress.
Her stage name was Jeannie Bell. Sorry.
Annie Judas was the person who, that's her
Okay, this is
government
her
name.
Now.
And her, she was a Hollywood actress under the screen name Jeannie
there
Bell.
There she is.
She's got good form for the most part.
Yeah, she does.
And a nice little doggy.
She does have a nice puppy.
Oh, I thought she was holding a breast. Oh, that's a dog.
No, okay. It's a little toy poodle.
Just from these pictures, would you have ever guessed she's 80 years old?
No.
Yeah. Sure, every bit.
No, you wouldn't.
She looks like kind of like a pirate.
She had a
little bandana.
It's called a turban.
Hey, Johnny, don't you think she looks like a pirate?
Well, see, because pirates, you'd be walking the plank.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
But that always scared me as a kid, didn't it?
To walk the plank?
Walk the plank thing.
What a way to go.
Yeah. I think any sort of behavior that would require a punishment would terrify you when you were a kid.
But that was a bad one. Your hands are tied behind your back and you're... We'll have to walk off the boat in the ocean.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yikes. Bad way to go. Hope you have a good kick.
Keep those legs moving.
It's true. Yeah.
That'd be very difficult. I'm sorry. What else is happening in sports?
That's it.
Tom. Oh, that completes our sports broadcast.
Congratulations to that lady.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Very good.
I hope I'm doing a blanket.
Hope things go well. Okay at sea.
Christy, could you hold the 3-minute plank?
Yeah, you could.
I don't know.
I think you could.
Boy.
I struggle, too.
I'd probably start shaking at, 45 seconds?
I would start shaking in a minute. Yeah. We do a minute now.
Yeah.
Oh, you do them?
Yeah, we do a minute now, but we usually do, three different versions at them. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to try it.
I'm going to try it when I get home. We'll see.
Good for the core.
I'll report back. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
A new study reveals which cosmetic procedures have the highest risk of complications.
If
a tummy tuck's on your list.
Head transplant?
Eye color change surgery, was found to have the highest complication rate at 92%.
What? This is the first I've heard of this. I didn't know you could do that.
This procedure, which is not approved by the FDA, carries significant risks, including vision loss, glaucoma, and corneal damage.
So change the color of their eyes?
Yeah.
Why would you take that risk?
They'd have to inject dye into them, right?
Contacts.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a terrible idea. So they're saying don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
All right.
This is one I've never heard of. Thigh lift. The second most dangerous procedure with a complication rate of 78%. The risks there would include blood clots, infection, and altered skin sensation.
They lift your thighs. Doesn't that cover up the mommy parts?
They don't lift them up that high.
They don't lift them up and put them together.
so
hey, hard to walk.
I can't, or pee. Can't access the room.
The Brazilian butt lift ranked third with nearly 38% complication rate.
What's the Brazilian butt lift?
That's where they take your butt and add fat and pull it up. Yeah. You know, like
a lot of
they
people
add fat.
Yeah, yes. They will. Add
they make
fat
it bigger.
Sure.
Yeah.
They make that ass go pow.
Yeah, they do.
And then they obviously shave it.
What?
Well, not necessarily.
The Brazilian.
Well,
the Brazilian.
Right, right.
You don't want risks. A big hairy ass. Risks. That'd be a different country.
Risks like include a, fat embolism.
Same one.
The Hungarian butt lift.
Tissue necrosis.
Oh, you like hairy.
What's their accent?
She be hairy down there.
Oh, goodness.
She be. That's kind of like a Hungarian pirate sounded.
She be hairy down there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. That Lech Walesa mustache on her.
This show is, today can't Polish. Possibly be listened to by people.
It's no. not fit for human consumption.
No, it's not.
So these are plastic surgeries you're not supposed to get.
Other cosmetic surgeries ranked in the top 10 for complications included butt implants at 22% and breast augmentation at 14%. I think any cosmetic surgery has a risk, obviously.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if it gets an A minus, I don't want to get it done. Mm-hmm. Go for the good ones that are there. Ones they have down. But the eye color change, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, that is.
I didn't know that was an option.
Well, it's not FDA approved. So.
It's so easy to wear colored contacts.
Yeah. No,
we did have the story, I remember it was out of Canada, about some tattoo freak that...
Mm-hmm. You know, tattooed freak.
Watch your words.
Some lunatic that had like...
lunatic. That's better. He's
3,000 tattoos.
He tattooed
and
the whites of their eyes.
Bones through their... Yeah. Yes, and they tattooed their eye and they went blind.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, that's... Ooh, don't mess with your eyes in that way.
No. Go to a professional and get real...
Nice contacts.
Procedure
yeah.
done. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you think eventually they'll be able to give people new eyeballs?
Maybe. Maybe.
Do they do transplants?
They can figure out that optical nerve.
I mean, if they could get... That'd be pretty.
I'm pretty amazing. Close to Tom, and I've had this discussion. I don't know if I should talk about it on the air, but if they can figure out a floater thing, I'm first in line.
Mm.
And price is no object.
You got that. What we're talking about is imagine if you were talking to someone, and all of a sudden, an object the size of a small frisbee started floating up your right eye.
Right.
Like this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, I get them if I can see them sometimes if I close my eyes.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't see them.
I see them all the time.
You see them all the time.
Really?
Those amoeba like
in both eyes.
Yeah.
Gooey
yikes.
Things.
And it got a lot better when I had the cataract.
Cataract.
It got a little better, but then evidently some guy in my eye went back and turned a switch on. And,
oh man.
And they're back.
Do you play that game where you try to look at it directly, but it slides? Yes.
Well, if I hold my gaze, I can it'll stop. But if I any movement of my eyeball, it whoosh,
it's just in that jelly.
Yeah, it's like a ghost. It's like a ghost.
Yeah, you think with all the people that are working in the medical field, they could find someone that could find an answer to that problem.
I'm working on, I'm sure.
It's just a hardening of the vitreous humor, if you will.
Thank you. Now, do you think someone's working on changing eye color?
I've tried to teach people.
I know, but
eye cologne? Is that what you said?
Eye color.
Eye color.
Oh, I was like, who needs eye cologne?
Oh, that's sounds... eye cologne too.
Eye cologne sounds.
Are you tired of people telling you your eyes stink?
That sounds like that sounds like a Gwyneth Paltrow.
Goop.
Yes.
I mean, the eye color change, that's so odd.
Mm-hmm.
That's like something you would hear about in a movie where the guy has to escape the mafia or something, and he's willing to take the risk, too.
Most people don't even know what color they're...
Ladies, if you're just going, you get a boob job, no one's going to look at your eyes.
Right?
Fixes that.
Does everybody know the color of their eyes?
Yeah, I do.
Sure. What?
How do you not know the color of your eyes?
I'm just saying.
Tom, what color eyes do you have? If anybody's not going to know, it's going to be
a bluish green.
Okay.
What color are chick's eyes?
Bluish green.
Blue.
No.
Not.
What are they?
They're hazel, and if they get mad, they go they green, change. I've been told.
They change
mine
colors.
Mine do, too. I have blue. I have hazel eyes, too. That's weird.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Maybe we're
brother and
sister.
What do you have, brown?
Tea-colored, light brown. Yeah.
You have brown eyes.
Turd brown.
My dad told me one time, this is absolutely true.
I hope this is the joke that I'm...
Your eyes are brown because you're full of crap.
Yeah.
Yes. And he puts his hand on his forehead.
Love that.
I miss that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a gun.
Positive reinforcement.
That's what
he was. But he was being silly
he
with his
was
boy.
Kidding. Mm-hmm. Your eyes aren't brown.
Well, yeah, brown, hazel, hazel right? Brownish. Yeah, sure. What color you think hazel is?
Anybody hazel green?
Like yeah, a light that's brown. What I thought.
Hazel's blue.
It's like gray almost.
I saw hazel. Look like a white chick to me.
Right. What else you got over there? Pat, what color are your eyes?
Dreamy.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, dreamy hazel.
Damn right they are. Right. I got lost in them.
What color did your eyes used to be?
Bloodshot.
I know what he was going
on
for.
On three.
Doctors report the case of a man suffering with
hazel eyes are a combination of brown, green, gold, and sometimes blue or amber. Well, they don't know what the hell's going on here.
I think hazel incorporates all the colors.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Hazel. Who was Hazel? She must have been hot, huh? Hazel.
No, she was that maid in that
show. She was like one of the first.
Shirley Booth.
Ugh.
Oh, that's right here.
Mr. B. Yeah.
Can we get a picture of Hazel put up on the TV?
Oh, please don't.
Hazel the maid. Shirley Booth.
You didn't like her early on, I can tell.
That show was really boring.
Oh, the show is called Hazel.
Yeah, it was 1932.
Black and white, Jess.
She was the star of her show. It was in color for a couple of the final years. I believe Don DeFore played.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.